Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, world. Welcome to Happy Talk Radio. This is Gloria Stanley, your host with the most exciting talk from coast to coast. Happy Talk Radio is a family-friendly show that is designed to inform, to inspire, and to elevate the mind, body, and soul in the totality of happiness. I have a very special guest here on Happy Talk Radio today, Mr. Clifford Whitney. Mr. Whitney is Macon Bibb mayoral candidate in the upcoming August 11th runoff election for Macon Bibb. He was born and resides in Macon, and he's a graduate of Southwest High School. He's married to Dr. Chantel King Whitney with 6 daughters and 2 grandsons. He is the president of Whitby, Inc., a property and business development company in Bibb County that has partnered with the City of Macon and the Department of Housing and Urban Development Authority on residential revitalization projects to combat blight. In addition to that, he has also served on numerous boards and leadership roles, and he has served for the Macon Bibb County Industrial Authority and brought in new industries such as Cuomo Tires, First Quality Diaper, and Irving Tissue to the Macon Bibb area with an economic impact in thousands of jobs in Middle Georgia, resulting in over $2 billion of industry investment in Macon Bibb. Need I say more? Well, I'm sure I can, but I'm going to let us talk to the man. Mr. Whitney is here with us today, and I would like to welcome him to Happy Talk Radio. Welcome, Mr. Whitney.
Good morning, Macon Bibb. And I got to tell you, I am really excited and honored to be on the show with you guys today. I look forward to this discussion. We got a lot of work to do to make our community what we want it to be. So I'm looking forward to this, and I'm very honored that you guys have saw fit to have me this morning as your guest.
Well, welcome. I tell you, there's something that's really unique about your campaign that I felt warranted in terms of addressing, and that is I have seen a lot of information out here pertaining your faith. And I noticed that you had this posting for day 27 that says faith and preservation, and it says, and it was from the verse of Hebrews 12:1, and it says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. And I know that your wife is a very strong supporter in terms of her faith. So would you like to kind of piggyback in terms of this race and how it's being campaigned?
That is a very interesting opening there. We started this campaign October 4th, 2019, actually my birthday. And almost from the very beginning, my wife have done daily devotion. And so we start our day with the daily devotions that she posts every day on our social media platform. And so we have committed to doing the work. We do believe this is divine work. we do believe this is, we're in a season of turnaround, a season of change. We know there's a lot of pain and suffering that's taking place in our community. And, you know, we just believe in the scripture. If my people will call by my name. You know, we truly believe that, and that's who we are. She faithfully every day do a daily devotion. And at the end of that devotion, at the end of every one of those devotions, she ended by a pray God that we will energize this campaign and inspire others to co-labor with us for positive change. So, yes, I am impressed that you picked up on that, but that is the foundation of our candidacy.
Well, I tell you, you know, during the civil rights movement, the late champion civil rights icon, Representative Congressman John Lewis, believed in getting into good trouble. And he said that Dr. King taught us never to hate, for hate is too heavy a burden to bear, and have the capacity, have the ability to forgive and keep the faith and keep one's eyes on the prize. So what is your campaign movement, Good Trouble?
Equity, balance, and fair play. That's our platform. We've got to provide equal opportunity amongst all socioeconomic lines, racial lines, across all the lines. We can be a better community. A community really is judged by how it treats the least of these. We have some of our advertisements speak of the voice of the powerless is beginning to be heard. You know, I truly live by, we are judged by treating people the way we want to be treated. And I'm not talking a slogan. That's what equity, balance, and fair play means to me. When you talk about providing the same opportunity on the east side of town as you do on the north side of town, that's just equity. That's not saying we're going to deny anything from anybody. It's just saying what's done for one should be done for all. And nobody should be treated special. You shouldn't get grass cut just on one side of town. If you're going to cut the grass on the north side of town, you ought to be able to cut the grass on the south side of town. I mean, just, you know, that's just sort of symbolic of equity, balance, and fair play. That's good trouble because you have the status quo who want to maintain. There are some people that are satisfied with how things are going. And if you're satisfied, you know, you're not walking the streets that I walk because I see a lot of dissatisfaction. And I see a lot of unequal treatment in our community.
Well, that is so true. It should be balanced. And my grass should not be well-groomed on one side of the street while the other has a problem in terms of upkeeping the lawn, or then there's nobody that lives in that space. You were born and raised here in Macon. You graduated from Southwest High School, and now here you are running for mayor of Macon. What has inspired you through the years to this level in your career?
You know, I grew up in my father's barbershop, and I didn't know what was being baked into me. You mentioned John Lewis earlier. I remember as a boy the words of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. echoing through the barbershop. Literally, that was a ritual. We couldn't wait to get the latest speech or the latest release from Dr. King and the Civil Rights Movement. I know Macon is not what we all know it can be or should be. But knowing where the making that our parents grew up in, we talk about this, but I don't think it resonates sometimes. There was a time not too long ago where my father could not walk on the sidewalk if white people was on it. There were times in this city where black people couldn't go in certain stores. You had colored water fountains. You couldn't use the bathroom. This have not been that long ago. And
that's
so
true.
I know the bridge that brought me over, and I cannot tell you how fortunate I feel this morning to be continuing the legacy of a John Lewis of not being afraid of good trouble. John Lewis had his skull fracture just trying to protest the mm-hmm. inequities of that time. So it pales in comparison. If some of your listeners are aware of what my family and I had to endure, speaking of good trouble, yea, do I walk through the valleys of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil is real to me, because I walked that walk. I've been in that. And the question now is, are we to turn, walk away and run when our parents gave up so much so that we could have this opportunity to continue to progress and lay a stronger and more solid foundation for young people just as ours laid for us?
Well, you know, I would also like to make certain that before our time is up, that you get a chance to just kind of share your vision in terms of some of the things that you would like to do if elected as new mayor. And I know that I've heard one of your debates in the sense of you said the first thing you would approach would be COVID-19. So I know that is an issue, a serious issue. So what would you do for the city of Macon as it pertains to COVID-19?
We have so many priorities, but there is nothing more critical and pressing than to have leadership recognizing priority is to keep our community and our citizens safe. That requires daily updates and briefings. That requires having the best information so that our community can know how they can keep themselves and their loved ones safe. That is a top priority. But I'm actually sitting here at Capitol Square Park right this second, where I'm about to go attend a service for a young lady that was murdered right mm-hmm. here just a few days ago. And this is deeply personal to me. We have mm-hmm. got to provide opportunity for our young people. We have got to provide opportunity for Unionville and Tyndall Heights and East Macon and Bellevue, because we have got to stop this carnage. The coronavirus is a silent killer. We have violent crimes that is tied to socioeconomic issues that must be addressed. And these violent incidents, I think some 36, 37 murders to date, these violent incidents aren't taking place but in one demographic of this community. That's the African-American community. And you got to first care enough to know we've got to find solutions to address these issues. The coronavirus is a silent killer. The corona criminal violent crimes is a more obvious one. And we've got to be able to address those issues that disproportionately impact the minority community.
Well, Mr. Whitney, we're going to take a musical break and listen to a little music. But before we do, I like to do on my show is to throw out some quotes here and have you piggyback, and you can choose one or the other. I have two here, and choose one that you feel comfortable in terms of sharing with the audience. The first one is the change we need, the voice we deserve, or you can talk about the right man with the right experience for the job.
The right man with the right experience for the job. I was born and raised here. I lived in this community my entire life. This community has allowed me to raise my family, raise my children, support my daughters. I owe a great deal to this community. And this is the part of paying back I just can't be more appreciative of that generation that came before us that didn't have the opportunity. And I would be remiss if I would not honor them by continuing to fight and recognize how much they suffered. We are a generation of those who want immediate gratification. But think about how our parents suffered just so that we could have the opportunity to continue to fight, to push it further, to get the ball further down the road. And that's exactly what I'm trying to do as a candidate for Mayor Macon-Bibb.
Well, on that note, will you please share with the voters when you want them to get out to support you to vote?
So early voting ended yesterday. We have one more day, which is Tuesday, August 11th, at your local precincts. It won't be the Board of Elections. Now it's at your precinct in your community where you registered to vote at. If Macon-Bibb, if you're ready for real change, if you're ready for a candidate that will fight for what is right in this community, vote for Clifford Whitney, and I will make you proud. We will change this community. We can do better. We are better. August the 11th, we can change this community like lightning.
Well, thank you so much. This is Gloria Stanley with Happy Talk Radio, and my guest today is Mr. Clifford Whippy, who is running for Macon-Bibb mayoral candidate runoff on August 11th. And with that said, I'm going to let you listen to a little music to drop that, and when we come back, we're going to wrap up.
Oh.
Welcome back to Happy Talk Radio. This is Gloria Stanley, your host with the most exciting talk from coast to coast. And today my special guest is Mr. Clifford Whitby, who is running for mayor for Macon-Bibb. And we are going to chat with him a little bit more before the end of the show. My next question to you, Mr. Whitby, is you have this campaign ad running on television about your mother and what you would do for senior citizens if elected. Share that with us, please, what that means to you.
Well, a lot of people here mean a lot. Talk about my father. And very seldom do people hear me discuss my mother. But my mother is 87 years old. And I cannot remember ever a day going by when I woke up that my mommy wasn't there with that security blanket, knowing we was okay. Daddy may not have been there. My father may have been gone. He worked two jobs most of the time, and he wasn't always available to. When you wake up and or go to sleep, you may not have always been there, but my mommy has always been there. And I thought it was fitting for this community to understand the appreciation of a son who know a mother that gave everything she had for their children. She's 87 years old now, and I feel it's my responsibility to make absolutely certain that my mommy know that she, whatever she needs, that her son is there for her. And every senior in this community need to have that feeling that this community support their needs and respect these periods. These are people that have sacrificed so much. They have served this community in many instances. They have worked in the society. And in these years that they're in here, like my mother, 87, they deserve a government, a city that recognize their needs to feel safe and secure, not to be frightened, not to be afraid of drive-by shootings. Those are the things I wanted to communicate in that ad, that I would look out for our seniors like I do my own mother.
Well, I know that. I've noticed that when you talk, you refer to your mother as mommy, not mom or mother. And I think that that also is a reflection in terms of, am I correct, in terms of your relationship with your mommy?
Well, my mommy okay. is a very special person. That is my mommy, and she is a very special person to me. And that's just, I know it may, every now and then publicly I say mother, but I call her my mommy. That's my mommy.
Well, that's a good thing. It's really a good thing. I think, you know, in terms of a son honoring his mother, you know, so that's a good thing. Great. Also, I have another campaign slogan that I want you to choose which one you would like to answer to. And that is the first one. It's new vision, new direction, or let my experience work for you.
New vision, new direction. Macon is 176 years, approximately. And we've had 176 years of white male mayors. It is time, Macon. It is time. All but 8 years on the city side and the county side. We're consolidated government now. It's time. My record speaks for itself. I can bring a level of sensitivity as well as represent this community just as I have as the chairman of the Industrial Authority that has set all the records in Macon-Bibb for recruitment and marketing our community. It's time to go in a different direction. If we're If we're not satisfied, then we can be the change that we are seeking. August 11th, we can change this community forever by electing Clifford Whitfield, and I promise you, I'll make you proud.
I have some other little questions or words I would like for you to share your thoughts, because I feel that it's important, because now I think that the voters are really beginning to see the man and who they will be voting for. And so now this is what you represent. Share with me what principles, your principles.
I think a man's word is his bond. We have issues in this community. Pension plan commitment. The disparities that are crippling to so many in this community. If I tell you equity, balance, and fair play, that across the board, I will honor that. I will live up to that. I will have a mandate. If I win by one vote, my total commitment, what I'm running on, is the principles of equity, balance, and fair play, and that runs the gamut. I said on a forum the other day on WMAZ, how would I represent my opponent, voters, supporters? And I said I would represent them just like I represent the Clifford Whitfield supporters and voters. Equity, balance, and fair play don't exclude anybody. Equity, balance, and fair play include, it's inclusion, is bring everybody in. That's all walks of life. That's not whether I agree with you on a philosophical level or on a political level. I'm talking everybody benefit. When you're just governed by being fair, when you just represent everybody the same, we currently don't have that. How do we know that? People of color, the disparities are just off the chart. The worst educated, the worst health care access, the worst economically. You can go on and on and on. Mental health illness. It's just the most incarcerated. You can go on and on and on. That's not equity balance, nor is it fair. And that's what I would commit to this community on those principles.
Okay, well, Mr. Whitney, we have about 90 seconds left, so I would like to give you at least 30 to 40 seconds to wrap up. So what would you like to share with the view and audience?
Well, first of all, I want to thank you so much. I mean, you don't know what it means to me, you know, to be able to have the platform to speak directly to the voters of Macon-Bibb County. And I've looked at, Ms. Stanley, I looked at what you guys represent, you know, Happy Talk. I mean, I understand the principles behind how you have structured this program. And people need this. This is uplifting. People need hope. And I want you to know that that's exactly what I stand for. I will bring hope back again to communities to know if a boy from Unionville, that came right out of all of these disparities can make it, we can all make it, and we're going to make it together as a community. And I thank you so much. August 11th, we can change our community forever.
Thank you so much, Mr. Whitney. I would like to thank my guest for being my guest on Happy Talk Radio. And I would like to thank my listening audience, and to remember to get out and vote and to be safe during COVID-19. Make certain you wash your hands, wear your mask, and exercise social distancing with your 6 feet apart. Have a good evening, and I look forward in terms of you tuning in next time.
Thanks a lot.
This is your host, Gloria Stanley. Bye-bye.